Pakistan announced Saturday it had killed 20 separatists to end a bloody 72-hour siege at two army bases in southwestern Baluchistan province. At least 9 soldiers, including 2 officers, were also killed, while 6 others were wounded in the standoff, which erupted on Wednesday night in remote Nushki and Panjshir districts of the province. An outlawed armed separatist group known as the Baluch Liberation Army, or BLA, took responsibility for staging the simultaneous assaults on the 2 bases of the Pakistani paramilitary Frontier Corps. Officials said the ensuing shootout in Nushki lasted almost 24 hours before all 9 heavily armed assailants were killed, while security forces lost 4 personnel. 4 people were hurt when a bomb exploded at a busy market in the city of Beni in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, according to police. It comes days after the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Kinshasa, warned of a possible attack. Local police said they were looking for the suspected bomber after the blast in a region where Congolese and Ugandan forces have launched a campaign against suspected Islamists. Russia reported a record high 177,282 daily COVID-19 infections Saturday as the Omicron variant of the coronavirus spread throughout the country. Despite the surge, Russia's consumer health watchdog said Friday that the government would loosen some of its containment measures beginning Sunday, saying the requirements have lost their reasoning because of Omicron. As of Sunday, Russians will no longer need to self-isolate after coming in contact with those infected with COVID-19. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday that he and his wife have tested positive for the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. He said they were tested after showing mild symptoms. He said he would continue his work from home during their recovery.